This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Hello, everybody, and happy Thursday. Who says that? Nobody ever. That's what I think anyway, but I just did. So welcome to your Q, where, as always, we're here to celebrate, uplift, and educate about all the wonderful things going on in and around our area. And there's a lot. Actually, there's a lot of stuff going on, so we're going to just kind of get right to it today. So in the studio with me today, first, a moment of silence, because I don't have Alan with me today. I'm kind of mourning that right now. I'm so used to him. I feel like I have my security blanket, and he's home resting and relaxing. So anyway, hopefully he's enjoying himself, and we'll hear from him next week. But I have Annalee Hodges in the studio with me, who is an amazing marketing representative here at the News Review and Brook Communications. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi. And also, oh my gosh, we have Jim Daniels with Cindy Senior Services, one of my fellow insurance agents in the biz. Welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, welcome. And so you two are working together, or both working on an event for this evening. So who wants to tell us a little bit about what's happening? It's tonight, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's happening tonight with the Southern Area Chamber of Commerce?
The Southern Area Chamber of Commerce is putting on a mixer tonight. Actually, Annalee and I are co-sponsoring it. And it's out at that beautiful pavilion at Tyee Park. So you go out to the bridge at Tyee, cross the bridge, hang a right about a mile, and it's this great pavilion that no one ever goes to.
Well, we should tonight, then.
We should tonight, 6 o'clock. We'll have some soft drinks and some nibblies, and it's a get-together for people who want to join the Sutherland Area Chamber of Commerce or learn more about it. Also, just kind of a chance for us to get together and network.
Absolutely, absolutely. So on these networking, or you go to different locations, and so tonight it's out in Tyee, or is...
Right.
It sounds gorgeous,
what you described. It really is. And tonight's going to be so beautiful out there.
Oh, perfect weather. Perfect weather. And so do you have people speak at the things, or is it just mostly socialization for the networking?
You'll have an opportunity to find out more about the News Review and what we have to offer, and also about Cindy Senior Services and the services that they have. And basically just get a chance to network with other small businesses and find out what's going on with them too.
And Annalee will be talking a little about what she does with radio and print advertising. She's the winner in the whole group here. She really has done wonderful things with us.
Absolutely. Feel the same, ditto. So,
thank you.
How often do you guys hold these meetings or networking spots?
The Sutherland Chamber has a breakfast meeting once a month on the second Wednesday of each month in the morning. It's around 7:30, so you've got to be up early. And then there's a mixer once a month, and it just depends on who's holding it and where the location is. And the notification comes out from our director at the chamber.
So this is a regular basis. You guys get together and help each other.
Absolutely. And it's 7:30 in the morning. However, the good side is we're done at 8:30. Bang, over. You can be at work at 9.
Yeah, and you get a chance to, you know, network with other businesses and hear what they're doing and, you know, just get the word out about your own business. It's great for a small business that doesn't have a lot of money to advertise. So
and see if you want to do a co-sponsor something like what's happening here, or if you're like, oh, I'd be interested in helping out with that event that you're into and stuff. Yeah. Like Sutherland is booming.
Yeah.
It is.
Honestly, it really is. And we've got Evergreen putting in the huge new medical facility up there, which will service so many people. So that's great.
We also have some great events coming up in October. The Woofstock Festival is putting on a discount vaccine clinic on October 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Central Park and Community Building. There's going to be a pet costume contest and a pet pie eating contest and an opportunity to get your pets vaccinated at a discount. So it's a great event that they hold a couple different vaccine clinics every year, and they partner with For the Love of Paws to do that. So
they're so great. And what date was that again, Aileen?
It's October 15th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Central Park.
October 15th. Sutherland. We know that day really well, don't
we,
Jim? That's one of our days that's drilled into our brain year round. October 15th. So that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And a good time, good cause, all that.
But we also put on a lot of events or help support a lot of events like the Music Off Central that really took off this
year. Yeah, big success.
We do the Blackberry Festival. We support that and a number of other events, mostly around Sutherland. But it's not really a Sutherland-specific. It's the central Douglas County area. And we have a lot of members from other cities and put on a lot of events like that. We do ribbon cuttings for new businesses.
Oh, that's fun.
We do open houses for businesses. And the cost is very, very low. You know, hire some catering, get some drinks or something. And there's we're not charging to help them market.
And so by being a chamber member, then you would then host maybe one of these evenings that you're...
Yeah, you can have everyone host it at your business, or you can have it at another local business. It's very inexpensive to be a chamber member out there in Sutherland. It's a yearly cost, and you are listed on the Visit Sutherland website. You can put your brochures at the visitor center, and it's just a great way to be involved in the community.
Actually, I think I should tell you the cost for a large business with over a dozen people. It's $125 a year.
Oh, for a year.
Big deal.
Yeah, big whoop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just to be part of something and an area that you're representing or the city, if you're in the city. Just to be part of that, that's worth it.
And if you're a one-man band, just one person, it's $50.
For the year.
If you have less than 5 employees.
Yeah. Which is honestly a lot of places these days, unfortunately, because everybody says they're short-staffed.
Yeah.
Maybe if we're all full-staffed, we'd be over 5, but... Oh, my goodness. So people come tonight, going back to your thing today at 6 o'clock.
Right.
Out in Tyee, get to network with businesses in and around Sutherland. And, it's just a great night, honestly. The other thing I was going to ask you about was... it just totally skipped my mind. I can't believe that. That usually doesn't happen to me. But it's happening, of course. I was going to say, one of the things that I think of with Sutherland is how we always talk about how generous Douglas County is. And when I've gone to Sutherland events or FFA things up there, they are more than generous, super supportive group of individuals. So I would imagine a lot of those are in here with it. Chamber as well. So, well, and there is a website.
Yes.
Is it more up to date on the website or Facebook, or what's the best way for people to find out about what's going on?
You can go to visitsutherland.com, and it has a list of all of the chamber members and links to their businesses. And there's all the details on there of how to join and be a member.
Perfect.
There's also, you know, lists of events and upcoming stuff that's going on there.
Great. So how many, it says over 100 businesses are part of that, just that chamber?
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Wonderful. So how did you get involved in Sutherland Chamber, Annalie?
When I started selling advertising for the News Review, they asked me, since I live out there, to become a chamber member, and I did, and I got involved after the first year. They asked me to be a board member, and now I'm the chamber president. So,
well, my goodness.
Yeah.
When you say yes to a small thing, you never know it's going to turn out to be a big thing. But isn't that how it happens?
Yeah, it's helped me a lot with my job and just to get to know my community. I really love it out in Sutherland. It's a great place to live and a great place to work. All of the people that I partner out there with for advertising have been just amazing. And it's just a calm, fun community to be involved in.
And it really is growing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have one of my dearest friends lives up there and is raising three kids, and she's always posting the amazing things they're doing, like the police department sponsoring the ice cream social for the kids to go back to school, and the senior center there is so active and has so many things going on in the past when I've been up there. So it has a lot to offer. People should just look at it for purchasing a home.
We have some really great nonprofits out there. Sunrise is out there, the Lions Club, the Sutherland Eagles. That's just a few of them, you know, that are involved. And we kind of get involved with Oakland, too. So we're kind of sister communities with them out there. And
they're just an amazing community. I love Oakland because when it's playoff time, the city is empty.
Yeah,
when one of their sporting teams makes it to the playoffs, there's nobody in town.
Yeah,
so it is. But that, again, that just shows just that old time small community country feel that it's like gives you those little house on the prairie good feelings. So it's like there's such a lot of things to be said for the wonderful area.
We have some great little businesses there too, the old radio business and. You know, some of the smaller shops, individual sole proprietorships, things that you don't see in big cities ever. And they're pretty much on Central, so that's easy to find a lot of the different things. Small manufacturers, people doing things that are fun and interesting, all in Sutherland.
Yeah.
We're even getting
it. And you have Waylani Shaved Ice.
Yeah.
Holler.
Yeah. They're putting in a supercharged station for Teslas out there too, so it'll be right off of I-5, and I think that'll bring a lot more people into town. And
wow, where are they doing that at?
It's going to be over by the Starbucks, right off the freeway.
Oh, so people can have an easy on and off there and stuff like that. See, forward progress and thinking in the small town.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to take a break here in just a moment, and we'll be back here with more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. I literally was out getting somebody. So I heard the cue and had to run back in here like crazy. That's funny. I knew one of these days I was going to get caught, but now I'm done breathing here from running. Well, if you guys don't have anything to do tonight, you should absolutely go out and join them out in Taiyi tonight and hear Annalie talk about what all she can do. She can do so many things, and Jim, and that's so grateful that they're helping sponsor. So anyway, Sutherland's a great area and a growing area, and I know Alan and the crew have the golf course out there, so awesome things to do out and about in the Sutherland area. And so they had to head out. They have so many things that they have to do, and so I'm just kind of holding down the fort here for a little bit. So, bear with me here. But up and coming, we have the Local Business Buzz, which is super awesome and sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And what the Local Business Buzz does is it gives locally owned and operated small businesses the opportunity to come on here and tell us their story about how they got started, what all services they offer, how to get a hold of them. And we've gotten to learn about some wonderful small businesses in our area. And it's really been a treat to do. And I know Carlos and I out at Umpqua Survival talked a week ago, and you know, he's heard really good feedback from it too. And people are so appreciative for it to be able to be on here. And also, you know, have had some really great things happen and been able to reach out to people about their business when they maybe have not been able to do that before. So I'm really proud of what we're doing here, and it's just really fun to hear that feedback. So if you have a small business and are interested in being featured on the Local Business Buzz, feel free to reach out to us at Premier Insurance at 541-672-9414. And another thing I want to mention is Logan's back. And so if we made this joke a few weeks ago that we need to keep him busy, we can't have him not being swamped. So if you are shopping for insurance, or you would just be interested in getting a quote and seeing if you can pay less for your home, auto, commercial, whatever it may be that you need, please feel free to give us a call and say you're calling to get a quote from Logan. Pick on him. So, and again, that number is 672-9414, Premier Insurance. So, thank you. I, at the beginning of the show, I knew they had to leave early today, but normally at the beginning of the show is kind of when I talk like this with Alan and share a little bit, but I did want to mention that I feel like a lot of people are on the struggle bus this week. So if we can just reach out to each other and check on each other. I know I've done that as of late. I've had people on my mind and I just texted them and said, you know what, I had you on my mind this morning and just wanted to let you know about it. And it's surprising how many people are like, thank you so much, that really means a lot. Or, you know, just are appreciative for following back up with them and seeing if they needed anything, or checking on them if you know they were going through a hard time a little bit ago. And I've really had that heavy on my heart as of late. And I think just going through September 11th and kind of thinking about, you know, how we all rose up, you know, and really united as a country and a community and came together. I just felt really important to, like, whatever I had on my mind just to kind of share. And so I've kind of been doing that. If somebody's on my mind, I've just been taking a time out and texting them. And it's like we spend so much time on Facebook, or we spend so much time on social media, that I've kind of tried to take a step back from that and have actually been doing a lesson through church called the Red Letter Challenge, and just focusing on different things and taking a little time out for that. And I've just found like I'm more in touch with my feelings since starting that. And then I'm like, I should just share that. I shouldn't just hide how I'm feeling, or if I'm thinking about somebody, why don't I just share that with them? And it's really had a really positive response this last week. And so I encourage people, if you're thinking about somebody, or you're just like, oh, I wonder if Shannon's having a great day, text her. Or if you're have a friend who's having a hard time, say, you know, hey, just had you on my mind, wanted to let you know I'm thinking about you. And you'd be surprised the positive impact that could have on somebody. And it's something so easy, doesn't take much time, completely free. Something so simple as that could be very impactful. So I just kind of wanted to share that. It's like, sometimes I got to share what's happening in my life. Try not to do it too terrible much here, but, and so, we're going to start a little bit early with our local business buzz because Carrie's here. She showed up so early and saved my day today. So in the studio, we have Carrie Peterson, right, with J&K Landscaping. Welcome.
Thank you.
And so, Carrie, thank you so much. You're saving me today here where we have extra time. So tell us a little bit about J&K. And we obviously know you're the K. So who's the J? Tell us a little bit about the business.
Well, the J is my fiance, Jeremiah. We actually started it, almost 5 years ago. And been doing it ourselves and keeping it going.
So what all do you, so you started 5 years ago.
Yep.
And what all, how did it start out? How did you decide to do this? I'm always curious how people decide
started,
to do it.
I was doing caregiving and getting run down on it.
It's exhausting.
It is. Yeah, I loved it, but yeah, it wears you down quick sometimes.
Yes.
And I'm the type where I don't like to say no. So I always end up getting overbooked with that. But and he was bouncing from job to job, from mill to mill, and wanted to be his own boss. And he loved doing lawn care. So we just decided to bite the bullet and go full time with it.
Well, and that you got to start somewhere. So did he already have some that he was doing? Or, I mean, how did he know he liked that other than maybe doing your yard?
He actually, unfortunately, my yard's like the last to get done.
That's how it always is. Mechanics, their cars don't run. And
but we actually had a few friends that he did lawns for, and they kind of talked him in, you know, hey, if you get licensed, we'll help you out more and get you some more business. So that kind of got the ball rolling on it. He actually did lawns back in Florida. He spent a few years and really enjoyed it there too.
Yeah, so lawns are important back there.
It is, yeah.
It's a big deal. It's almost like the whole state's a gated community, I swear. There, you are judged on your lawn
you
in Florida.
You are, yes.
It's legit. And so it's just kind of grown and word of mouth, or people being happy, and your business has grown. And
it has. We still have probably about 12 of our original clients still with us today.
That says a lot.
And they're awesome. We love our clients. So
I know that when the funny thing is, when people find somebody they love and it's a person they really like and they like their worth and it's a you know, reasonably priced or whatever, you'd think, okay, hey, I'll use my guy. But they kind of get stingy sometimes because they don't want you to get too busy that you can't do them anymore.
We actually have ran into that a couple times.
Yeah, isn't that funny? I it's just human nature. I don't know why. It's like they love you and they'll shout up from the mountaintop, but they want to make sure they don't, you know,
they
get
don't
too busy. They
you.
Can't. They can't have theirs done. So do you just do residential? Do you do commercial? Or
we actually do residential and commercial. Our hopes are to get more into the commercial. I mean, we love doing the private homes and all that as well. We have about 4 commercial properties that we do right now, mainly up in Glide area. But yeah, we do residential and commercial.
So do you do primarily in the Glide area, or do you have a distance that you travel, or what, like,
so
if somebody's interested in using you, if you said, hey, you live in Elkton, you're out, or whatever, like what area would you say you
service?
So
most of our clients right now, we do definitely do the Idlewild Glide area, and then we also do all the way out to Oakland. We have a few people that we've contacted about Myrtle Creek, even Elkton a couple times.
So Roseburg's definitely in then.
Yeah, Roseburg's in. We're in Roseburg almost every day.
Oh, my goodness. So is it more than your husband that goes out, or is it the two of you? Or
I handle all the office stuff that he doesn't like.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a lot.
Yeah, but he goes out, and it's him and then one other person right now that go out and do all the work, and it keeps him busy, that's for sure. He's going 7 days a week most of the time.
Oh, my goodness.
So he's yeah. busy.
Well, so maybe he's like, why are you going on the radio and telling me?
No,
because you can always have more help.
Yeah, you can.
And you can keep growing and building, because there's some really large companies who started out the exact same way and have just built up with a great reputation and good service and all of that.
Yeah, it was funny. He saw our calendars are joined, and I put it on the calendar, and he called me up, and he's all, what's this that you're doing on the radio?
What are you doing on the radio? Stop telling people about me. Well, hopefully he's listening.
So. Yeah, probably. Hopefully. He's working on an irrigation system right now.
Oh, so. Goodness. Well, so 5 years, so you've built it up, and you're able to just be at home and do the office work and not doing your childcare business anymore?
Yeah. No, and I actually go to school full-time as well.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good for you.
It's busy, but...
Yeah. Well, that's exciting. And I always find that it's such a leap of faith to go out and do this and to start your own business. And so that's why we love the backstory. And so to hear that he was kind of trying these other options out and like, yeah, this isn't going to work for me. I want to be my own boss, and made it happen is pretty awesome.
It is. I give him a hard time all the time because we started out with my vehicle, which is a little Kia. With pulling the trailer around, and that was the work vehicle for a long time. But so he's worked his way up now. Now we have an actual truck that we get to go out on and
Do
the jobs with.
From humble beginnings, and then now you're building it up. And that has to feel good when you're able to do those things and
it does.
All of that stuff. Well, it is time for a break, and I have to say thank you, everybody, so for hanging in there with me today. So let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of the Local Business Buzz brought to you with Umpqua Survival. Just a moment.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back to your Q. I'm Shannon Sebastian, and it's 4:39. We are here doing the Local Business Buzz, and we honestly did start a little bit early today. So poor Carrie got her put on the spot a little early, and but we're going to talk a little bit more. So this is Carrie Peterson with J&K Landscaping. And you said you started 5 years ago and with a Kia and a trailer behind you.
Yep.
And now she has her, she's doing the books and stuff like that. So, but you had mentioned you are going to school too, which is a lot. So what are you going to school for?
For business management.
So that'll come in handy.
It will.
Since you're already kind of managing the business. But, well, maybe you'll come up with your own or start your, do something else.
Yeah.
Or branch out. Who knows?
The possibilities are endless. That's for sure.
I love that. That's America. We can just, if you can dream it and you can work hard enough, you can have it. So, well, that's fantastic. Well, I love to hear that you're growing. So if people are interested, this is where we might get in a little bit of trouble here with Jeremiah, because he's like, you're going on the radio?
No, he actually loved the idea.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, he loved it.
I don't want to be like, call him right now. No. But how do people, what's the best way to get a hold of you if somebody's interested in checking out either your prices or if you'd come to their area and find out more directly from you?
Definitely. They can call our office line, which is 541-496-0416. They can also check out our Facebook page. We're on there. I try and keep that pretty updated with all of our like the fire danger levels and all that, because that has a lot of big impact on what we're able to do.
Oh, right. Absolutely.
But yeah, and then we also have email, which is jklawnservice18@gmail.com.
So when somebody comes out, I'm just curious, because I live in a cow pasture and a ranch. I don't really have that manicured lawn in Florida out at the house. But if somebody's looking for you guys to, you know, possibly be the ones to maintain their home or business. Mm-hmm. Is it typical to call and get a quote? Because I don't, how would they know prices without you guys maybe coming out and saying, this is what we'd do if we came, or
right.
I don't know.
We do it over the phone. We both prefer actually to go out. We keep Mondays open, or try to keep Mondays open, for our estimate days and quote days. And that way we can actually see what the property is like and talk to the homeowner about more on what they want. We don't do just the mow and blow mm-hmm. type of services. He generally, in the pricing, we include, you know, flower beds and all that stuff as well with it. So we kind of like to talk to with the owner more about what they are wanting. And he just tries to do it how he'd want his to look.
Right. Is it where you primarily do maintenance, like where you start a job and then you maintain it, or do people call you and go, holy moly, I let this thing go for 4 years, I'm a hot mess, save me? Does that happen?
That does happen. That's actually our job this weekend. We have a big 3-day job, and they're, yeah,
it's, that's when you're all just, hands on deck.
Yeah, everything's overgrown, and so it's a big cleanup job, but we also do the maintaining.
Willing to do those holy moly jobs?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
His favorite motto is no job too big, no job too small. I told him all the time,
what
most
you
of
wish
the time,
for.
That's going to get you in trouble one of these days.
Probably.
but no, he doesn't mind it at all.
Well, one of the things I was going to ask you is there is, and I have no idea who it is. I'm not promoting anybody on Facebook, TikTok, or Instagram. But there is this guy that goes around and just asks if he can, not here locally, but he asks people if he can take care of their lawn, like these lawns that are just nightmares or have been totally lost and forgotten. Maybe it's a severely, maybe it's somebody that's older or is disabled or something, and it's just gone. Mm-hmm. You know, they haven't had that help or whatever. And he shows the whole process, you know, on fast forward. And
yeah.
So it's so amazing when somebody that knows what they are doing and has the right tools, you know, the knowledge, the tools, and the gumption to do that, how much of a transformation it can make. I mean, the curb appeal it's just mind-blowing when somebody does it right.
Yeah.
Again, I live in a cow pasture, but I do know what I like, and I do know these videos are pretty cool, and I'm intrigued by watching them, because not only does this guy do it, he probably gets paid a lot for Instagram or whatever he's doing it on, but it's just the kindness that he's showing at the time, and the fact that you just get to see the whole transformation in a matter of minutes, because it's super mm-hmm. fast speed. So anyway, but that's what I wondered. Those, some of the jobs, I'm like, I bet a lot of people would say no.
And actually, we just got done doing a job where they actually had been told no.
Yeah.
I think by 3 other companies, or they didn't get a call back.
But, yeah. Yeah. Well, some people are just, yeah, I mean, so busy and short staffed, they possibly can't take on more mm-hmm. business. You know, the staffing issue is really difficult for a lot of people.
It is, yeah. I know we have a hard time with that.
Yeah. Well, and it's, you know, landscaping, it's not everybody can keep somebody going year round, but you usually can try to keep yourself going year round.
Yeah.
Whatever that may be during your times. So can you give that number again, if somebody, now that we know you're going to do the big, the small, the yes, the no's, and the all that, do you mind giving the number again?
Sure. It's 541-496-0416.
0416. All right. And that's J&K Lawn Services. And we know that stands for Jeremiah and Carrie. Carrie spells hers with a K.
Yep.
Yes, I do know how to spell, but her parents put her with a K.
Mine is spelled differently, though.
Yeah, it's very pretty. And so it says, turning your ideal lawn into a reality.
Yeah.
I like that. That's a nice card. Oh, and so we were joking around during the break because, yes, as you all know, I talk during the breaks all the time and have to worry about getting back on time. And so when we were talking about Carrie going back to school and maybe her starting her own business, you had said that some of your friends or people have been like, you should start a food truck or whatever. And so we were talking about that. And I'm like, well, I've never been told that. Well, there's a reason for it. And but we were talking about, man, if you did, what would you do? And so that's kind of my question for the day, everybody. Just think about it. If you were to start a food truck, what would it be? And I would not start a food truck because I do not have the gift of culinary skills. So I know that. But anyway, so Carrie, if you did think of something, where would you kind of go with that?
I don't know if I would do a food truck, honestly.
Right?
Mainly because I don't like small spaces. So
I don't either, but I like to sample the food.
Yeah, sampling is great. That gets me in trouble sometimes.
I'm a much better customer.
But one thing I did always talk to even Jeremiah about is possibly at some point opening up a restaurant that's just like a little mom and pop, you know, shop. Mm-hmm. And with all of our family recipes from both sides and kind of doing it a little bit differently where, you know, maybe you have only like two dishes that are served, so it's more of like a family style,
right,
type of a deal. But
it sounds like you've already had your wheels turning
a little bit.
I just know she has an entrepreneurship in there, so I'm like, now you're gonna have this business degree, what are you gonna do with that?
I'm always going.
Yes. And the thing is you know, once you start on that road to that entrepreneurship, it's really hard to work for somebody else.
It is. Yeah.
Because that freedom and that, and it's like, it's hard. You work harder to keep it than you will to go back.
For sure.
At least that's what a lot of my friends that are self-employed, when we talk, it's like, I just work harder for myself than to stay that way than I would to maybe go back. So anyway, just food for thought. So everybody figure out what your food truck is. I already know my husband's would be something with tacos or something. And we already have some really great ones in town and don't need one. So that'll never happen. But I know his answer would be that. So, all right. Well, Carrie, you have been such a good sport hanging out with me here. And thank you so much for coming on and telling us all about J&K.
You're welcome.
And we wish you all the success and hopefully continue growing your business and being able to finish up your schooling and everything. We wish you the best of luck in all your endeavors. And
well, thank you. And thank you for having us on here.
Absolutely. It's a joy. We're so blessed by Premier Insurance and for the show and Umpqua Survival for the local business buzz. So it's kind of locally owned businesses helping out other locally owned businesses. And it's a really good feel good. So pretty proud about that. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and take a break here, and we'll be back with some more of Your Cue, sponsored by Premier Insurance, here on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
All right, welcome back. I'm Shannon Sebastian here with Your Cue. It's Thursday. It's a gorgeous day outside and a great night, like we said, to go out to Taiyi and hang out with everybody at the Southern Area Chamber of Commerce networking meeting and do a nice meet and greet. Sounds delightful. So another plug for them to go out there. And thank you to Carrie for hanging in here with me, coming a little early and hanging in here with me for the local business buzz and helping me out here today. So anyway, it is also that time of the show where we get to announce our winner from the Umpqua Survival Weekly Giveaway. And so this week, the winner is Bill Jackson. And I'm going to tell a story about this one, telling myself a little bit. But I actually, he did me a favor and took out some flyers. to the guys out there. And I said, well, make sure you put your name in the drawing. You have to put your name in the drawing. And told them right where the thing was and how that it works. And every Thursday that we I call out there and the guys draw a name. And so I call out there today and the guys pull the name. And when they say it, I just start laughing because it's Bill Jackson. And here I had been the one to tell him all about it. And I just thought that was really funny. So, yes, I do know Bill, but I have nothing to do with the drawing, Honest Engine. I just thought that was super funny that he literally went out there Tuesday and did this. So, everybody go out and check out. Last time I was out there, they just had boxes and boxes and boxes of new stuff coming in. So, go out there, check out what they have, and put in for the drawing because you could be just like Bill and put it on a Tuesday and have your name called on a Thursday. So go out there and check out what they have and put in for that. It's the Your Qumqua Survival little box right by the cash register. And it's free, no charge. And it's just another wonderful way that they are helping out and sponsoring the show. So thank you to them and congratulations, Bill. Next week on the show, we are going to be doing a full 1 hour show on something that has kind of, I know Ellen's touched on it a little bit, but is the Measure 114. And that is, well, they have a title for it, but basically it is trying to, Measure 114 will be attempting to, if it goes through, you will not be able to buy certain guns that can shoot over 10 rounds. You will have to take a class to get a special permit, and then that permit will have to be taken to the sheriff's office before you can purchase a gun. It doesn't matter if you have a concealed and carry. This is new to everybody, regardless or not. If you're on a list, not on a list, have that concealed. It doesn't make a difference. And there's so many other things that are hidden in this measure, including the impact that it will make on our local law enforcement officers, because they're the ones that are expected to give these classes that they have no idea anything about, how to develop them, how to get them going, how to get them started. And then, of course, the financial burden. So, even though it may have a great title, it's something that we'll be talking about all next show. So if that's something you're interested, tune in. If you're not interested in that at all, I apologize. It's just we really felt it was important and something that we're passionate about. And we definitely don't want to put any more burden on our law enforcement officers. And so we'll be talking about that. And Amy Patrick will be on here, and she deals a lot with the legislation up at the state of Oregon on behalf of the Oregon Hunters Association and many other groups that are partnered in there with that. And so she'll be on to do all the talking points for Measure 114. So also after that, on September 27th, we will be having a town hall meeting at the Douglas County Courthouse Annex, the church annex there above the 4-H office. And we'll be talking about Measure 114. And we also will, if we have time, if it's allotted, we're going to talk a little bit about IP3, which if you are a rancher, a cattleman, do anything with livestock, hunting, fishing, outdoors, anything like that, you should be at this meeting because this one is a big one, and it's coming like a freight train. And so we're, even though that's not on the ballot for this October in November, it will be in 2023 at this point. And it just has far-reaching issues with it. And so, I mean, that's my opinion. So, and I raise cows and we love our livestock and they're treated very well. But this bill, I really would want to say people also would want to know. And so we're going to try to talk about both time allotting. Measure 114 will be first since we are voting on that. And then IP3 time allotted. And I'm sure we will have some time. We will be doing that at the town hall meeting. Again, that's September 27th from 6 to 8 at the Douglas County Courthouse Annex. So that's what's coming up for next week on the show and also following the show. Again, I would like to mention that if anybody has a locally owned or operated business and you'd like to be on the Local Business Buzz, again, please feel free to reach out to us. And you can do that by emailing me directly, shannon@prmrins.com. You can call the office and ask for me at 541-672-9414. And I'd be happy to talk with you and get you on. Also, if you have a nonprofit or a organization that is having an event coming up and you would like to promote it on the show, please let us know about those things as well, because that's what we're here for. We really want to support all the wonderful things going on in and around Douglas County. As you know, that's what the show's about, and want to let our listeners be able to know about those things. So if we don't know about them, we can't help spread the good news. And one of those things that we've had been talking about recently, too, is Wander Winston. And we've had Katie Starkle on here with the Oktoberfest that they're having, and some games and festivals. And that has a $10,000 prize. $10,000. I have already mentioned that I'm going to be out in the wilderness with my husband hunting, so I'm not going to be there, or I would be so in on this. And so I'm hoping people are listening and calling, and if you want to sponsor a team, let her know. If you want to take part in this and get your chance in it, let us know. So until next week, Douglas County, this is Shan Sebastian with your cue. You know what to do. Be kind.